Welcome to the Literary Escape Podcast, the only podcast that serves both readers and authors of historical Christian romance. We read, discuss, and review books in this unique romance subgenre and sprinkle in a few contemporary Christian suspense books. Authors, we bring you writing advice from experienced Christian romance writers. Then we bring both readers and authors together for fun-filled live Q&As. Literary Escape is the one-stop shop for both readers and authors to connect, learn, and grow together. Let's dive into this adventurous episode. Welcome back to another Friday book discussion. Just a few announcements before we dive in. First, we have another incredible lineup for our final Coffee and Books event this year on Saturday, December 7th from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join authors Karen Whitmire, Jody Basie, Misty M. Beller, and Abby Downey for an hour of book talk. Visit literaryescape.com/events to sign up for this free event today. The Unwavering Faith crowdfunding campaign will end on November 1st, 2024, so head on over to literaryescape.com/campaign to get your limited edition copy of Unwavering Faith today. Authors, we have Kylie Woodley joining us on Saturday, November 9th from 12 to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to talk about book proposals. Getting your creative works in front of professionals in the Christian book market can be challenging. You need to showcase your best writing and understand what industry professionals are looking for. This class teaches you to polish a query letter, proposal, and writing sample. Additionally, we will preview resources for improving writing and where to find agents and editors. Finally, this class provides 3 templates to get you started. Visit literaryescape.com/events to sign up for this training today. That's it for announcements. So let's jump into this week's book discussion. Just so you know, we had a camera issue towards the beginning of this episode. So if you're watching the video part, you'll see kind of a funky cut. The camera that was recording some of us quit recording and we didn't realize it. So we were talking without some video. So if you see a little blip, that's what it is. But please enjoy and please excuse the blip and enjoy our discussion of Covert Mission by Lynn Shannon. Covert Mission. Duty is all he knows. Logan Keller spent his military career saving lives, but none of that prepared him for raising his out-of-control teenage niece. He's desperate to get through to her. A charity designed for teens seems like the answer, but when Logan arrives to speak to the director, he interrupts an attack on this woman's life. Danger surrounds her. Willow Cassidy has dedicated her life to helping teens in crisis. When she's assaulted in the parking lot of her charity, Willow fears the limelight created by her uncle's state senate run is to blame. And the threat isn't over. A second attack proves someone is determined to kill her. A tenuous plan. Logan can't leave Willow unprotected. Pretending to be her boyfriend is easy. Keeping his growing attraction hidden is much harder. Every move designed to keep her safe ramps up the threat against her. Will Logan's covert mission save Willow's life, or will it be a deadly failure? Let's talk about Logan and Willow's relationship. This is the first one where it's like, well, let's enter into a fake relationship, and then it turns into a real one. Mm-hmm. What'd you think about that?
I was saying this might be a little hard to pretend. They constantly, when they were out in public, they had to pretend that we're a couple, mm-hmm. to trick everybody. And I thought that would be hard to do.
And try not to fall
in love.
Too. Yeah, because it seemed like they were pretty attracted to each other.
Yes, yes.
I mean, I feel like this book has a little bit more of that physical attraction going on with these two. Mm-hmm. Right off the bat.
Him being a paramedic.
A paramedic and then saving her right off the bat. Mm-hmm. Just the way she describes him,
yeah,
in the book. Like, okay,
nice. What do you think about Willow's family dynamics?
Her uncle was very protective.
I loved him.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. He stepped into the dad role since her parents were gone. I thought he did an excellent job there.
Right. Very supportive.
Now, his wife.
Mixed.
Yeah.
By the end, you're like, all right, I'll give her a shot. But yeah. Now, what about Logan's family dynamics? His is a little different. He's got his parents still, but his brother and sister-in-law were killed in a car accident, I believe. And now he's raising his teenage niece.
That's right.
I feel like he's trying to adjust to his new life with his niece. Dealing with a lot of loss.
Yeah.
Both of them are dealing with this grief and struggling with it.
And I don't think either one, he didn't have time to process his brother's grief or sister-in-law before all of a sudden, I got to be a parent now.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
And trying to help her through it.
Yeah.
And then he's struggling to get through it. And I loved that moment when they just broke down and held each other and cried together. And that was a real breakthrough moment for uncle and niece, for sure. What'd you think about Senator Randall? Well, you know how I said his name, so you know how I feel about
him. Dirty politician.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Slime ball.
Yes. Showing up at her fundraiser like that.
Yeah, to get like promo.
Photo
op. Yeah. And then, sorry, this is me. Catherine, we talked about her a little bit already. That's her uncle's wife. I also just, she just comes across real like money and... So Catherine is the step, not the stepmom, I'm sorry, like the aunt, because she's married to Willow's uncle. We already kind of talked about her a little bit. I just feel like she's really money hungry almost. Yes. Is that how you felt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we have Mike, who is Willow's ex-boyfriend, who was a complete jerk to her. He only dated her because of her family's money.
Yes.
Thoughts
sounds
on
like
him?
Like a slime ball.
Yeah.
Another slime ball.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
don't know a better word.
And when he re-entered into the picture, I did not like that.
Yeah, I did not understand why.
And
I
did you feel like maybe there was like a little affair?
Yes,
going on
I
there?
Did. Yes. Okay. Because when we came in, I'm like, wait a minute. Because her aunt is a lot younger than her uncle. Yes, I did.
And then what did you think about Josie? She's the Christian music singer artist that does work there at the youth foundation that Willow runs. What are your thoughts on her and what she goes through?
That was sad.
I was surprised. Like, I was shocked that they... That happened
that
to
happened?
Her. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, the book started off with somebody dying. So I was like, well, you have people dying now. So.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the bodyguard dying.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she was worried. Yeah. So, but yeah, it was, yeah.
That was kind of really horror movie-like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Almost reminded me of Scream a little bit. That whole bit. Scenario.
Whole scene.
There. Yeah. Were you shocked on who the villain was and why?
Trying to remember.
Do you remember her uncle used to be the DA, district attorney, I believe?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it all tied back to a case that he did a ruling on.
That's right.
Yeah.
Did that surprise you?
I thought he had a different reason. I mean, I was surprised who it was. I mean, obviously it was one of the suspects.
Yeah.
The way it played out, I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you think about the car bomb?
It was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like some of the stuff. And I felt bad because Willow was more like, I don't want innocent people to get hurt. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the things that were happening her was where a lot of people could get hurt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And like for like in Josie's case, intentionally harming someone else to get to her. So, all right, we have some nuggets of truth. The first one that she put in there is praying your way through grief, because Logan and really his parents too are grieving the loss of their son and daughter-in-law, and then his niece is grieving the loss of her parents. I think at one point she says, oh, that's where that other negative truth about God is always there, because she's still in this like bitter stage. You know, we all go through that bitter stage, and she's like, God obviously doesn't care about me because he took my parents away from me, you know, and she, and he's like, no, honey, like he's always there for you. So, and then I think that praying your way through the grief circled back to that moment they have in the kitchen together as uncle and niece. I thought that was just a really good scene, made me cry a little bit. So, and then page 161 talks about how death can come at any moment. Because were they worried about Josie at that point?
I think it was touch and go with her if she was going to make it. Yes.
And then, of course, the bodyguard died like right at the beginning. Mm-hmm. And he had a wife and kids as well. But I just thought those were great nuggets of truth and wisdom. It's all of those are true. Praying your way through the grief, it helps. It doesn't take away the pain. Right. But it gives you hope, and it may alleviate that a little bit. The fact that God's always there, which she already mentioned in a book earlier. And then just you better know your maker, because death comes at any moment for sure. So the funny, I don't say it's not funny, but one of the points that Randy Alcorn made in that book that I mentioned last week was that death is 100% for everybody. It's not like, you know, like cancer may hit a certain percent of us, right? Mm-hmm. But everyone dies, period. So you better be prepared. And I love that she put that in there. All right. So how would you rate the following elements on Covert Mission by Lynn Shannon? We'll start with the mystery.
A latte?
Yeah. I think all her books have a latte. On the mystery. Yeah. What about the drama?
I had a latte, too.
I would say latte, too.
I was going to say that, too. There was a lot there. How about suspense?
Latte.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, the whole Josie scene is enough for me. I'm like,
this
oh,
one was, I mean, this, out of the all the books, I feel like this one was, I think, so far out of, like, norm for me that this was a little bit, even though there was people that died, that it was a little bit easier because it felt, I detached from this one more. I think because it was... They're so rich and they're so like, you know what I mean? I was like kind of detached a little bit from the characters. Mm-hmm. So I feel like this one went a little bit easier for me.
I can see that. Yeah.
The next one was a lot harder. So I'm like,
oh yeah, this one, the last one coming up. Yeah. So, how about the romance level?
I would say mocha.
I had espresso / mocha.
Yeah, I would go espresso / mocha.
Because I feel like there was a lot more physical.
A lot of touches.
Yeah.
Good touches, not bad touches.
Jessica read it.
How about inspiration?
Mocha.
Mocha.
I'll go mocha too. There's quite a bit in there. What's your overall lasso rating?
3 lassos.
3.
It too good.
2. That's all right. All right. Next week, we will talk about Tactical Force, which is the last book in the Triumph Over Adversity series. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I would like to invite you to connect with us further and get a free read. Right now, if you sign up for our newsletter, you will get the first 9 chapters of my book, Unwavering Faith. Plus, you'll receive news about our events for both readers and authors. You can sign up at literaryscape.com/newsletter. Until next time, happy and blessed reading and writing.